Hello. I'm on the air with Medicine Walker Kimberly again. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. Hello there, Kimberly Medicine Walker.
Hello, this is Kim Birch, Medicine Walker. How is Kathy Cook doing this evening?
Well, you know how I've been.
Well, let's hope this is going to be a wonderful night. I feel that it's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, I've been battling the flu, but you've been helping me out with this cedar and sage and sweetgrass that I've been burning that you sent me in the mail yesterday.
Good.
I appreciate that. It's like kind of rejuvenated me a little bit here.
Good. That's wonderful.
You're going to open with a prayer?
I would love to do that for us this evening.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Can't wait to hear it.
Okay. Creator, we stand humbly before you, waiting for direction. We seek guidance in all things in our lives so that we may walk our paths with grace and dignity. We ask that you bless all those who hold special places within our hearts. Keep our children in your care so that they remember to love themselves above all else. We ask you to help us find peace from within and respect what you have given us. Help us to learn the lessons you show us, no matter how difficult they may be to accept at times. May you remind us of what our true paths are and help us walk in balance between the dark and the light. I place myself in your care. May I also thank you for all the blessings of the day that we have all shared and had. Thank you for the sunlight, and thank Mother Earth for all the things that she provides for us. Please bless all our people on the earth that are facing difficulties during times of war, times of illness, times of distress, so that we are all strong and help each other get through. Again, we place ourselves in your care. Amen.
Amen. That was just wonderful. Gosh, it says it all.
Well, it's good to thank Creator as well as to ask Creator for assistance. Because it gives you balance for your day and it reminds us all of who we are.
You know what's so strange? Is Ashley, my daughter, she said, please pray for me, Mama. Please pray for me. And she said that she had her sore throat was hurting really, really bad and everything. Mm-hmm. Well, I prayed so deeply that it's like I caught the stuff through I didn't center myself, and I didn't, I know you can just pray, but the depths of my prayer were so deep that, I just
threw in the negativity.
Yeah, because I said, you hear a mother's prayer more than you hear any prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me just a minute ago with strep.
Mm.
But the bear, Hugh Bear, brought me over ginger ale and stuff like that. And Jason, he called and Mama's called. So anyway, I've got to tell you this, Medicine Walker. Mm-hmm. On Station 2 is Live with Sherry Edwards. She does voiceovers and and stuff. It's really cool, but it's on U.S. mainstream TV Live. So hopefully we'll get some call-ins. If not, this would just be a great show, you know?
Okay. I bet it will.
Okay. But everybody listen up. It's going to go back and forth between Station 1 and 2 because she is really great. And you can hear what I'm saying, and then you can come back to Sherry Edwards as well, because BBS Radio has this many, the four stations, and they work with just so many people that it's hard to direct which one you want to listen to. But I tell you what, Sherry's really great. So anyway, I just wanted to put that in there.
Okay.
That's on Station 2, so... Kimberly.
Yes, ma'am.
What about that joke that my friend sent me? Do you want to read that? It's a prayer joke or whatever. It's one of the good clean jokes that I've seen in a while about Jesus and Satan. You be Satan, I'll be Jesus.
Okay.
And this isn't sacrilegious, y'all.
No, it's not. It's actually kind of cute. You want me to start or you want to start?
Well, Jesus said, Jesus and Satan were having an ongoing argument about who was better on the computer. They had been going at it for days, and frankly, God was tired of hearing all the bickering. So finally, fed up, God said, "That's it. I've had enough. I'm going to set a test to run for 2 hours and see whose results we can judge. We'll judge to see who's the better job." So then, what did Satan say?
Satan and Jesus sat down at the keyboard, and they typed away. They moused. They faxed. They emailed. They emailed with attachments. They then downloaded. They did spreadsheets. They wrote reports. They created labels and cards. They created charts and graphs. They did some genealogy reports. They did every job known to man.
And Jesus worked with heavenly efficiency, and Satan was faster than hell. Then 10 minutes before the time was up, lightning suddenly flashed across the sky, and thunder rolled and poured, and, of course, the power went off.
Satan stared at his blank screen and screamed every curse word known in the underworld.
Jesus just sighed. Finally, the electricity came back on, and each of them restarted their computers.
Satan started searching frantically, screaming, "Oh my gosh, it's gone, it's gone! I lost everything when the power went out!"
Meanwhile, Jesus was just quietly printing out all of his files and forms the past 2 hours of his work.
Satan observed this, and he became a little irate. "Wait, that's not fair. He cheated. I know he did. How come he has all his work and I don't have any?"
God just shrugged and said, "Jesus saves."
That's a pretty
great joke. That's a great little ditty, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, man. You sent me in the mail my pouch and all my good stuff and... You know, those earrings that I hung on the tree during that big group thing that we were having a couple of years ago, and then you went deaf.
Uh-huh.
I found them just now.
That's awesome.
They're in the Chinoia box.
That's awesome.
The ones made out of turquoise
that
I hung, and then you said, "Oh, you made me deaf."
Yeah.
I don't think people realize the intensity of prayers and when you work very hard at being a shaman. You know, I went through 7 years of sickness for that. I don't know if many people do, but I went through 7 years of really hard turmoil and sickness becoming a shaman.
Yep.
But you were going to said something about a pipe.
Yeah. I have some cedar that I'm working for you right now, and I'm going to make you a pipe. And I'm going to send the pipe to you, and it will be special just for you.
Well, I was going to ask you about that dream that you had with the redwood tree, because...
Miss Margot had that dream.
Oh, Miss Margot had the dream.
Yeah.
The bone reader.
Yeah, the bone reader had that dream.
Well, why was I talking about the redwood tree, thinking that I need to send you a piece of that, because that was
what
was in the...
That's what I'm working right now is redwood.
Well, that's what Bob, the guy that, well, he keeps the rocks and he cooks the rocks while we're in the sweat lodge, and, you know, they cook for days and days and days, and, I mean, he is big. He's like 6'7", and he probably weighs about 280, 300 pounds, maybe more than that. He is huge.
Ooh.
And, I mean, he is the most gentle, loving spirit that you'd ever want to meet. But he gave me two pieces from Slippery Rock that he had gotten from the Redwood Forest.
Mm-hmm.
One of them you have seen on my live journal, Bright Tassie at livejournal.com, is the termites ate that wood.
Yeah. And they put beautiful pictures in it.
Yeah, they put a shaman in it and a couple of horses.
Up.
What all did we see in there? I drew a lot of it, but I didn't finish it.
It was gorgeous. There was the horse was in there. The shaman was in there.
Oh, the falcon rising.
Yep.
And you see all the falcon rising in a fire.
Yep. Oh, it was cool. That piece was cool. But, yeah, I would love to work a piece of that for you, too.
Yeah. You want to give out your site right quick?
DragonHorseStudioOnline.com. is where our artwork is, Tracy and my artwork, and we're also on MySpace. Look up Dragon Horse Studio and you'll find one of our sites. I think we've got about three, one with her work, one with my work, and one with both of our work. So, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And the call-in number, I'm going to give just one call-in number right quick. It's area code 877-876-5227. And maybe I should go on and give the USA and Canada in case we get some Canadians. 888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, a direct plan, you can go to 530-876-3222. Now, below on the main screen of www.bbsradio.com, there is a Station 2 going on right now. So there's the call-in numbers for the Station 2 as well. Sherry, like I said, does voiceovers, and she is on the other side. So anyway, flip back and forth if you need to. But, well, what I was going to ask you is, there's two different particles of the isolation of serenity. I wrote this on a napkin real quick. The isolation of serenity is non-fake, right?
Mm-hmm.
All is accepted by many, however few, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you look and see, watch and hear, all they do, most are fake, but few. We have to ask ourselves, are you? So there goes the isolation of serenity. That means having to go inside and meditate or pray, right?
Right.
That's not fake.
No, that is not fake.
But all of it is accepted by many, however few, because so many people let their minds wander and wander and wander while they're meditating, while they're praying, and go about their day. But you got to just, what I did, Walker, was I would just to focus in on one word, like the word like, to get back into control of my mind,
mm-hmm.
so that I could meditate. And I meditated on that one focal point, that one word, you know. Or you can skew into a candle if you need to and say light. But I said Jesus is the light,
because
mm-hmm. that's who I pray to and that's my mm-hmm. Savior. But the creator of all things is God. But anyway, but contradicts the sentence before. Okay, so all is accepted by many but few. That's why if you look at people and you watch and you listen to other people and you see and hear and do, all are fake but few. And I have to ask myself, am I? Which the saying goes, are you? Because at that precise moment, we have to know if we are actually in the moment.
Living in the moment, yep.
Living in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get all tongue twisted and twirled up, you know, with my little temperament, my kids will go, stay in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, what's your favorite thing to say is stay in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you know.
And that's how you meditate, is with one word and one thought.
Yeah. And I wanted to share with you something else, Walker.
Okay.
Mexican Walker. You know, remote viewing?
Mm-hmm.
What I need to do, if you don't mind, if I can do this on the air, mm-hmm. because you've got some pretty pure energy, and I've got the flu, which is, you know, I'm achy, smaky, all over my body.
Don't say snake.
So, one of the ways to remote view and get the energy back purely from myself is to act as if you are my rear view mirror,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in your third eye,
mm-hmm.
if you could just close your eyes and adjust your rear view mirror in your third eye.
I already have.
Okay, I'm the very back light behind you in the vehicle in my body, but I'm the passenger because I always like to... Jesus take the wheel, God take the wheel. So I'm gonna shoot my lights directly into your rear view mirror if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take a couple of deep breaths in from my abdomen with my mouth. I'm blowing it out. Okay. Now I'm shooting my lights straight into your rearview mirror so that it reflects back into me, so that I'm getting all my energies back that are purified. So I am doing a remote view cleansing and healing upon myself with my own energies instead of using other people's. You see what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
So that is an active way, active listeners, for you to all be able to do a good cleansing and purification of your own energies wrapping around back in you. Is use a tree, but name the tree redwood or name the tree cedar. Everything has to have its name. I learned that from the book, The Calling. And you have to really focus hard. See, I'm still shooting that light. You ready for some energy?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go pretty high.
It's already going high.
No, Ipaka. No, Bebe, Sigi, La, Baba. Noika, Shonoya, Mombode, Sipe, Lava, Cadetta, Lucavella, Sipe, Bella, Bebella, Lucola, Sipe, Bella, Lucola. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And I'm going to close that now.
Now, do you see the light through the trees?
I see it.
Go all the way to the top of the cedars. All the way to the top. Feel the warmth seeping through the branches?
I sure do.
It's not as dark as people think it is in this forest.
No, it's not. Actually, the forest, you know, my book, Coming Out of the Forest, The Million Mile Journey. You've read pieces of the transcript, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how we use the forest when we first are told no in our egos.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is when we're told no, we go into the forest for the first time. And in the forest, that's where we learn everything.
Has many things to teach us.
Right, and when we wake up and we really realize, we come out on the other side of the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Million mile journey. And so, what I want to say is that there are like many different things in the forest that I use. I love stones. You know how I love stones.
Mm-hmm.
Called the Stone People, and Jason and Julie just came back from Paris and Rome, and they brought me back some stones from the cemetery, and I've gotten three cemetery stones in the past. The last three stones, one was John F. Kennedy's, one was I want to say Bach, but it wasn't Bach. It was starts with a P. It was Bach's friend. Oh, anyway, but it came from his cemetery plot, and then I got one from the Queen of a long, Henry the 7th or 8th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was married to Henry. Anyway, I can't quite remember exactly, so I'm not even going to tell you. But I got the two stones right here. Oops, Jason and Julie brought me. I've got the pictures where the stones came from, so maybe that somebody can tell me about that. But the last, I got a dinosaur bone too, by the way.
The stones are old.
Well, they're the oldest thing that has been on the earth.
They know everything.
I know, and if you hold them, the energy is just unreal. So, I was going to tell you that I look inside the stones and I see the actual different, entities inside the stone.
Mm-hmm. People aren't aware.
It shows me different faces. You turn them different which ways.
The stones I love are the ones from the rivers. They tell the best story.
Yeah, because you know why? In my book. Because everything. Let me just tell you about the stones. When I was 4 years old, starting all the way up, and up to when I moved out of the house, my dad, And Mom would we had lived on a rocky hill. And so, and my last name being Hill, before I got married as well. And King of the Hill, yes, he was. But he would have us pick up stones in a pile for our punishment that day. Or something.
There you were talking to him, right?
Well, my brother Barry kept stealing my stones out of my pile. He said, Barry, mine have faces on them, and you can't touch them. He says, I want your rock. I just got the prettiest one. But I still have some of those stones, too. Oh, man. That's how I started collecting stones.
Stones are, like, awesome.
And so I've got them from Greece, and I've got them from everywhere. But people always know to bring me back a stone. And then my nephew, he's picking up stones, too. But one other thing, I keep saying, but that's contradicting my last sentence. I wanted to say the feather that you painted on the gourd for me that I'm staring at right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit down and count them one day, all the little feathers. Because you know why?
Why?
Because inside of that feather is another feather. Inside of that feather is another feather. And it goes on and on and on, just like people. Just like the universe, just like everything in the universe. One little entity, one little speck, one little talk, one little voice carries on and on and on like the, like, have you ever read My Blessed Be One's Name?
Mm-hmm.
You know how we just, as soon as we think of somebody's name, if we put that good energy out into the universe about that person's name, then we will get that energy back.
Mm-hmm.
If we bless their name before we speak about it, then we get that energy back. So, you know, that's one good thing to know. Let it be one's name. And I'm not going to read it because it's on the archive of the 31st of January, 2008, if anyone wants to hear Blessed Be One's Name. Just go to the archive, or you can just type in the Bright Lights Pathfinders and then the word name. You can get it that way. Oh, it's on my daddy's legacy, too, March the 13th. When his the passing of his anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You helped me a lot through that now. You told me not to grieve the living when Daddy was sick.
Yep. Daddy was an awesome, powerful man. Very spiritual.
Yeah.
I've got a stone. I don't know if you have this stone or not, but I'm going to be sending you one of these with the abalone shell that I have to send you. Going to be sending you a spirit stone, an amethyst spirit stone. Have you had those?
Well, I've got two, but I haven't never had a spirit stone.
You haven't?
No.
Well, these are a little bit different, and I'm going to send you a couple of them. They're crystals, so they're very powerful, and you let me know how that is when you get that, and you can add that to your stone collection.
Well, I've got how many stones from you, man?
we're gonna do some work for you.
Well, you know, inside the medicine bag, I haven't started that yet, but I'm gonna start it with one grain of corn, the dried corn, because that's what the Seneca Reservation grandmothers told me to do first, and I've got the grain of corn that they gave me. I just have to find it in the unpacking because it's packed special. Mm-hmm. And also I'm going to put a seed of cotton, a piece of cotton seed from my brother's farm, Walton's Way, and Stony Hill because it used to be a cotton field.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's prospered plenty. But I'm contradicting. My child came and got my car, and he had to drive like 40 minutes to get me some gas today. So we needed prayers for, I don't know if that's going on all around the universe or what's going on, but I'll have to read the newspaper. I haven't read it today. But gas, oil is up $16 a barrel, I do believe.
Yeah. I know they're having problems with it down south. I didn't know they were having it by you, too, but I know down in Texas they've...
Well, I am down south from Alamo, so...
But I mean, like over by Texas, to the left of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2 and 3 day wait. They're not having Philip down there because of the hurricane.
Matthew had to go to Rock Hill today.
Wow.
Gas all the way in the depths of Rock Hill, and I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm the only one in Charlotte with the Charlotte zip code, but that's on the border of Rock Hill, South Carolina, Fort Mill, South Carolina, and all that. And then my family's in Weddington, Matthews, and Pineville, and all up in that area. So I don't know.
So you're going to add all that good stuff.
Yeah, somebody's tuning in. Somebody's tuning in what we call in. Go ahead. Call on in. 888-815-9756. I can feel you thinking about us. I can feel it coming.
Well,
we are really, really, really tuned into somebody. Really heavy. They're like really concentrating on the situation. Because my energy is really pulling towards them.
Well, I'm sitting with some pipestone and some crystals, so, and the good old smudge bowl.
It's about to make my heart start going up a little bit, so they're having a little bit of anxiety there. So we need to give some prayers out to whoever that is. Okay. Now, what I want to do with you this evening as well is discuss one of the you didn't know what in the world was going on with it. You said you'd have to study it.
Mm-hmm.
But do you mind going to that?
Yeah, I can go to that, I think. Pull it back up. Hang on.
I have to get back on the internet here.
Close that one out. Hang on.
Well, it's not on the computer. It's deleted, so I'm going to pull it up. What did I put in Bright Life Pathfinder's
notebook?
It was in the spiritual notebook?
Yeah.
But what did I put in to get that? Prayer?
I don't know. I can send you the site.
That's all right. I'll just type in Bright Life Pathfinder's prayer.
It says, feeling the knowing into words.
Feeling the knowing into words? Yeah, will you shoot that over to me right quick?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay. You shoot it onto the IM or...
I did. Should be right there. Did you get it?
I see it. Nope. Oh, that's Ashley. Oh, God.
I'll send it again.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you. Ashley is PMing me, but her sick.
Hi, Ashley.
Aww.
I hope you feel better.
I'm not going to answer her, but she's in an IM talking to me on the internet. But I'm not going to answer her.
That's okay. She hears us.
No, it said I'm on the air.
Oh, okay.
And that you are on the air with me as well. Okay. The spiritual notebook. That's part of BBS Radio, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, old listeners, the spiritual notebook is on the right, on the left side. You scroll down,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see spiritual notebook.
Mm-hmm.
But this date is dated May the 3rd, 2008. Okay, do you want to read the first part, or do you want me to do it, or what?
No, I got to find out where you are here.
I'm on the spiritual notebook, what you just sent me.
Yeah, I see it, but I'm not sure where you're starting.
Well, it says, I have felt the words faster than that I could comprehend them.
Okay, yep.
I fight them in the messenger as many times as you well know, too. But typing them, the foreign words to you and a message.
Mm-hmm.
The words, for the meaning, I do not understand the concept of its simplicity. So for a good while now, I have stopped writing in the World Wide Web in order to catch up what the knowing mm-hmm. has provided with me in ways and means in jest. I use a handheld tape recorder when words start to flow that I can just push the button and know. You know that, Walker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, I use
that. That's a good way to do it because sometimes...
Yeah.
Writing, I know when I write, I don't realize what I'm writing until I'm done because I usually do it like in a meditation.
Uh-huh.
Actually talking about it into a recorder probably would be easier.
Well, I have the little miniature cassette tape recorder going
mm-hmm.
A lot of times. Or you can get one in your computer as well, but
mm-hmm.
then I have another one that runs all the time 24/7.
That's mm-hmm.
But it's not 24/7, it's if I push the button. But anyway, it's right there with me. And if I use the words, if I speak the words, then I can Google them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then in this one, it starts out with N-I-S-R-O-C-H, I said. Okay, so then I go down and I Googled, and hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Pamela. And I'd like to say hi to both you, Kim, and Kathy. I've been working with Kim and Tracy, and I just wanted to say that I am so excited to be helping both of them at the Dragon Horse Studio, both at the studio and on their MySpace account, and soon hopefully to be working on the .com. It has given me such purpose and enjoyment, and being around the artwork and the creativity, both at the studio and on the site, has been such a blessing. And I wanted to thank both of them and so much for including me on their journey. And I would also like to thank you, Kathy, for the meditation advice. It's very helpful for me because I do have a difficult time staying on task when I meditate. So constantly saying a word such as light or the creator will really help me tremendously. So I'd like to thank you for that advice.
You're so welcome, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Kim told me to listen in, and it seemed important, so I'm here.
Yeah, I mentioned your name before to me a couple of times.
I'm sorry, it's hard to hear you.
Yes, he's mentioned you before to me many times.
Yes. Well, it's just been wonderful working with her, and I've learned so much, and I've grown so much, and it's really made everything so much more worth it. It really has. And,
yes, I'm glad you called in because I've been wanting you to meet Kathy for a long time, and Kathy Pamela has just been a real blessing the past month and a half or so, and her roommate Sandy, her partner Sandy, has been also a very, very good friend to me in this past month and a half, and thank you for calling me.
Oh, no problem, and I've been looking forward to listening to what Kathy has to say because I've heard good things about her from you also,
mm-hmm.
and I was really excited. So it might have been my energy that you were feeling. I was writing everything down, making sure I don't forget what to say.
Oh, they're anxious about it and didn't know whether they should.
I was pretty intense, so.
Bless your heart. I'm so glad you called in. Do you have anything to add that, some of your lessons maybe, or some of your teachings?
A lot of my lessons are just in believing and having faith and not giving up. And when things get rough, I live by the minute, by the hour, by the day, and I thank the Creator constantly. I'm always thankful. I never ask. I already believe that He's giving me what I need. And I just, like I said, I have that faith. I have that belief. So I've been very lucky in that aspect.
One of the big things that Pamela has been reminding me and reminding me and kicking me in my butt for over the past couple months is want. We don't want. Don't want. Put it out there, but don't want.
It's the knowing. That's where we were going with the spiritual notebook about the knowing. Because if you wish, want, or desire, like in a dream,
mm-hmm.
if you are watching yourself dream, that's a wish, want, or desire.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in the dream, then you are vision questing in something that you already know.
But if you have a belief or believe, that still leaves a little bit of doubt. So like you said, that's so true. The knowing is right. Just know that it's going to be and know that it's going to be there for you all the time.
That's really true. One of the things that I've noticed is the more you say want, the more you're wanting something to happen. So in my everyday, it's I would like to do this. I am thankful I am going to do this. I am thankful the Creator is there for me to do this. It's really been a big change for me, especially in the last year. And I've been very thankful since I've done that, and it's made such a difference in my life. So, yeah, I do kind of kick Kim in the butt on that one.
But it's in a good way.
Yes.
It's in a good way.
Totally.
It has helped tremendously, and it kind of has helped me this past couple months. It's really helped me wake up again and not find out, but remember who I am. And the bear is starting to stand out of the cave again, so that's a good thing.
Exactly. Well, I'm really glad I got a chance to talk with both of you, and I'll probably be calling in again.
Well, hopefully we'll get to chat another time as well.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
You have a good evening, Pamela.
All right, you too.
Thank you, Pamela.
Pardon me?
I said thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She truly has been a blessing, her and Sandy. It's been they've really been helping out with the studio and with things, so it's been wonderful. I'm glad you got a chance to meet her.
I am, too. I wish I could meet her. I meet all these people in person because I know I'm supposed to be up there anyway.
Yeah, you'll get up here, or we'll get down there. I'll get down there. You'll meet some people. We need to get our butts out of the cave.
Well, I'm out and about. That's how I got so sick. My heart is racing, and, you know, I haven't taken my heart pills in a couple of days, which is bad.
That's not good.
Oh, so, I know. I'm out.
You don't want to not take those.
Don't get on me.
Okay.
I know to get them.
I'm not calling 911 again.
Get them.
I'm not calling 911 again.
No, you've called 911 on me before, and that was enough. Thank you very much. But anyway, I was talking about the word N-I-S-R-O-C-H that I got.
And you Googled it?
And I Googled that, and it meant the word God is here now. Oh, in the Google search, no, wait a minute. I've got to scroll down. That's the last thing that I said, but... it's too deep to go into, so I'm going to skip all that right now.
Okay.
Because the spiritual notebook is, that whole blog is really deep. But I keep saying but. I don't really want to do that spiritual notebook.
Well, now think. You were talking about meditation.
Okay, let's get back. I'm so ADD.
I know. Well, we started that.
I haven't taken that medicine either. I haven't taken any medicine.
Well, we started doing the meditation, and the way you meditate, you told them how you meditate, and then when I meditate, I do it a little bit differently. I smudge, and I sit, and... really calmly, and I kind of just let myself go, and I put some music on, some lights off music, whatever fits, and usually I have drumming, and then I usually smoke pipe, and I go away, you know, just offer the tobacco and sit and see what comes, and usually that's how I go into my visions and my meditation, and I always say prayer before I go into it so that I'm kept on the right path so I can see what I see. So we do it a lot alike, but a little bit different.
Right. Now, when I first started meditating, I had to pretend like I had a Roto-Rooter, little Roto-Rooter going into my brain and cleaning out all the gunk.
Mm-hmm.
Synapses, you know, because they fire the neurotransmitters in your brain. The more you think one thought, if you don't acknowledge that thought,
then it'll go into your subconscious mind, and it'll stay there, and it'll keep coming back, and keep coming back, and keep coming back until we acknowledge it. And that's what happens with meditations, because we have our minds so full of other things.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say we and I as in myself, the third mm-hmm. person, because I can't speak for other people, because I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak for what works for me, but I can share what works for me. And that is that with that, laying on the sofa or laying, I always lay. I like to close my eyes and look up into my forehead, into the middle of my nose, bridge of my nose, into my third eye. If everyone that doesn't know where the third eye is, that's right in the center of your forehead. If you would adjust that into a rear view mirror, or you can just clearly see so many different things as you go out there. But think of the word, one word, just one word. And as you start seeing up into your third eye, you'll kind of see a reddish color at first, or maybe a blue or a light white. But you'll start seeing little figurines and figures and such as that. Then listening, active listening is meditation. And then, you know, you just listen to the words that come to your mind. And that's how come I was talking about the spiritual notebook and how I got on that subject, which just went way ahead, is that I get foreign words, as you well know. And I have to Google search them, or Yahoo search them, or use a search engine and search the words that I get.
Then you get, a lot of time what you get is wording, right? You get a lot of words, where I get sight vision.
Well, I get the visions as well with them, but I get the words, too. That's what I'm saying, but they're always foreign.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't always get words. I see everything is shown to me, and I'm told I better listen and pay attention.
The words come faster than I can think.
Mm-hmm.
The words come faster than I can even breathe. They just, bam, they're there, you know?
But that's where you are. You're way, way down the road from me. You see me at the stop sign, and I'm waving, and you're already gone.
Well, I think we're both on our same, everybody's on their same path the way they need to be,
mm-hmm.
you know?
But that's your gift, and that's a wonderful gift.
Well, I appreciate that. And you've helped me out a lot with listening to me. Yes, I started on this path a long, long time ago. You know, on the Internet, you were one of my first
mm-hmm.
people I came to on the Internet. But I have it all down in journals and notebooks. But
we've done a lot of work over the years.
Gosh, haven't we, though?
Yep, and we've got a lot of work to do yet.
Yes, we do.
A lot of work.
Tell about the hawk and how it showed you the white eagle.
I had meditation the other day, and the hawk came to me, and I went up and I flew with the hawk and get up warm by the sun and feel the air and cleanse my mind, and then it brought me down to the side of a mountain or a river overlook where there was trees and kind of a ledge, but the ledge was stony and had some grass on it, and laying on the ledge was a white eagle, and it was an old white eagle. And it had died. But it was a natural death. It wasn't a violent death. And it laid there with its claws clutched to its chest and its wings together, but it was passed. And I looked at the hawk, and I was the hawk, and didn't quite understand what was going on. And so he took me up again and cleansed me through the wind and cleansed me with the warmth of the sun and brought me back down and showed me the white eagle again. And it was a natural death. So he then flew me off, and after I realized what it was for me, and flew me back down and through the air again and around the trees, but made sure I saw exactly what it was. The hawk's been with me for the past few weeks, so he's been showing me quite a bit. And it's one of my totems right now. It's one of my guides right now. So it's...
That's a good vision that you have there.
Yeah, it was pretty
strong. White eagle is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I have white eagle with me as well. That has always been with me, a white eagle has. And another is the
the panther, but you see in that vision, what did you get out of it, do you believe?
What I got out of it? What I had out of it in that vision was it was a death of a spiritual way of life, and that it was growth coming out of it. It was a natural order of things. But it was okay. It was okay. It was meant to be. But it was the natural order of things. Because it wasn't a violent death, it was just a natural death.
And who does someone represent the white eagle to you, or?
Yeah, someone does.
And you just split from them, or?
Yeah, I did. Not by choice, but it wasn't my choice, but yes, I did.
Yes, because your voice kind of dropped, like, into another realm and into another atmosphere when you started talking of that. And the octaves and tones and pitches in our voices always change with what we're feeling and our emotions and how we are with the situations that are going on. And that is where everyone, if you want to be able to listen or watch Station 2 at the same time as you're listening to us, or listen to them and listen to us, or call in to Sherry Edwards. She does the vocal profiling on her show, so she can tell you more about that as well. There are so many people. I want you guys, to active listeners, I want you to just go to the archive and look at all the different people that are on the station. And that way, if you could just get a subscription to the archives, that way you can just hear the different many personalities that are on BBS Radio. And there's just gifted out there, you know. And there's so many people that call in that are just as gifted as well. So if everyone that's listening now could just give a little bit of calmness and quietness for a second, and let's just send some really strong energy out to the atmosphere, to peace and love and tranquility, and also to this president, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what to call it. But world peace.
Can you hear the crickets in the night?
I appreciate that, everybody. And if you could just say your prayers to the Creator, the Knowing, whoever you pray for, pray with, and pray to, if you could do that and just keep concentrating on world peace, 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 and love, what we're here for, send out that good energy out there. And not look at what's happening in the world today so much as what we're grateful for. What would you like to add to that?
Peace, calm, tranquility. To calm fears. Make people have faith again. Faith in humanity. Faith in themselves. Faith in Creator, and whatever you put out there, you will be taken care of. But you need to let it go. And everything will work the way it's supposed to work. Everything will be all right. Everything will balance. For people not to be so cynical. They need to rely on themselves and look within and look for the peace within, because that's the greatest gift you can give yourself. Love yourself and give into that peace and that calm. Creator's great. He takes care of us. Mother Earth feeds us. Mother Earth gives us everything we need to survive. Not to destroy it, but to live with it, to respect it, to respect what Creator has given us. To live in harmony with it, to understand it, to breathe it, to live it, to walk it. But to walk together with it, not against it. We have such resources the Creator has given us, and so many times so many people abuse it, and they need to put that aside, and they need to realize what great gifts we've been provided with. Kind of getting back to basics. Learning again to live with each other the way we're supposed to live with each other. To accept each other and not to judge. To not judge yourself.
That's so good. That's so great. Those are such good words to live by and to know. Those words just, I was muffled there for a second because I was holding long into the phone, but it's back to listeners. We go by telephone here on my station, on my, call it in for me, but Nathan Walker, those words just humble me, you know, and lets us know how simple everything is. We make it hard.
Well, we need to learn to accept each other better and just let things go and let it, give it to God, give it to Creator. You know, if people stop fighting about stuff more, I think more things would be accomplished. I just don't think people realize how much sometimes that Creator has given us, you know, and kind of abused sometimes because we get caught up in the chaos that goes around us now in the world. And I think we're going to be learning really quick how to get back to, again, basics. You know, live in harmony with stuff. And, you know, the go green thing kind of makes me laugh because that's been something that I've tried to do for a long time as far as, you know, I'm not into cell phones and I'm not into pagers and all that good stuff. And just kind of, I enjoy living in the woods and getting back to nature, I guess, you know, and a lot of people are starting to look for that too. I like walking barefoot in the grass, you know. It reminds you of who you are and where you came from and where you're going to go when you leave here. So, it's a good thing.
It's a place that our spirits and our souls live on because our soul is man. Well, we have like 3 minutes left, but we have to close about 2 minutes prior to the hour so that Seth and Dawn can get the next person on.
Okay, well, my blessings to everybody and to you, and I thank you, sister, for having me on with you this evening. It was wonderful, as always, to share with you and share with the listeners, and hope we gave them a little bit of wisdom.
So well, we Spirit with Elaine Ireland is next up, active listeners, and she's fabulous. I love her. And I just want to say, go for your rainbow, because it's a covenant. The covenant of the rainbow is so important. We all are rainbow people, children of the rainbow. And at the end of the rainbow is your prodigal. Just kind of believe, but know, just know that you're taken care of and all will be well. If we think, feel, see, hear, and do all will be well, then all is well. And with that, I'm going to send the energy ball off and say good night. Beth, we're off the air. Good night, Medicine Walker.
Good night, Kathy. Have a wonderful night.
You as well. And for good buddy Seth, we're off the air.